Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel. We left off on the bottom, and it's also dedicated for Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mendel. We left off on the bottom of Mem Beis and Mem Beis at the words Mistamech Va'azil Rabbi Avo, which is about five lines from the bottom of the page. Broadcasting you this morning live from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in the boardroom. Baruch Hashem, we got a boardroom out of this. Good morning, David Yoshua, Mordechai, Dr. Dan, Avi, Chanach, Chanach. Let's pick it up. Mem Beis on the bottom. Mistamech Va'azel Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was either leaning... Rabbi Avo was leaning on his shamis. Either he was riding on his shoulders or he was leaning on his shoulders. Akasve de Rabbi Nochum Shame. He was leaning on the shoulders of his shamis, his helper, who was Rabbi Nochum. Now, like every good driver of a gadol, every good chauffeur, every good shamis of a gadol, if you're taking the gadol around, you got to use that opportunity to ask the gadol good questions, right? If you're going to be around helping out driving a gadol or helping him out, you got to ask him questions. So we asked him. He asked him a bunch of questions. Now, we just, at the end of yesterday's daf, we talked about the question of whether you have a machlokas v'achakach stam, or stam v'achakach machlokas. So he asked him. Mankit v'azah hilchas aminei. So Rabbi Nochum, the shamus, was asking Rabbi Avo different halachas. V'ayminei, so Rabbi Nochum asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Avo, Machlokas v'achkach stam mai. What's the halacha if you have a machlokas first, followed by a stam with no opinion? Amalei, halacha k'stam. So if there's first a machlokas followed by a stam, then you follow the stam. Stam v'achkach machlokas. What about if you have first an opinion with no author, a stam, doesn't tell you who the author is, and then afterwards it tells you a machlokas. Stam v'achkach machlokas mai. Amalei, ein halacha k'stam. Since the machlokas was taught by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the Mishnayos later than the Stam, so that he's telling you not to follow the Stam. That's why he brings the machlokas afterwards. Stam demastis the machlokas b'braisa. What about if you have a Stam Mishnah and a machlokas and a braisa? So my Amalei, we would have predicted this halacha k'stam. You have Mishnah stronger than the braisa. So if you have a Stam Mishnah and machlokas and a braisa, you're going to follow the Stam Mishnah against the braisa. What about the other way around? Machlokas b'masnisin v'stama b'braisa. What about if you have a dispute in a Mishnah, but you have a stam opinion in a braisa? My, what's the halacha? Armalei. Again, machlokas b'stama b'braisa. My, so armalei. So Rabbi Avo said back to him, "B'chi Rabbi lo shina'a, Rabbi Chia minayin lo." Rabbi Chia, who organized all the braisas, he was a student of Rabbi. If Rebbe presented a dispute in the Mishnayos, Rabbi Chia, who was his student, so you think he's going to know more than the Rebbe? He's not going to know more than Rebbe. If Rebbe didn't write it as a stam in the Mishnayos, how is Rabbi Chia going to know for sure that it's a stam? So you cannot paskin like a stam brisa against a machlokas in the Mishnah. So Amalei. So now Rabbi Nachum was finished with asking him the halachic question, so he asked him a different question. This that you say, that where there's a Stam Mishnah and a Machlokas and a Braisa, that we follow the Stam Mishnah, I'll prove to you this is not correct. I'm going to show you a Stam Mishnah that we don't follow. So, Amalei, V'hotanan, but didn't we learn a number of times that there's a Stam Mishnah that we don't follow the Stam Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Meseches Kalim is all about what is considered to be a Kli that's Mekabel Tumah, and what is not considered to be clear. Says the Mishnah, V'hatanan Mishnah Kalim, Masrek shel pishtan, a comb used to comb flax, shenitlu shinov, some of the teeth of the comb fell out, v'nishtayru bo shnayim. So if it's a comb of flax, if there's two teeth left, it could still be used, tmeos, therefore it's mekabel tumah. When it says tmeos, it means it's mekabel tumah. It's considered to be a legit kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Achas, if there's only one tooth left, so then you can't use it as a comb,
tahora. So it's no longer usable. It's not mekabel tumah. V'chulon shenitlu achas achas mifnei atzman. However, if one tooth at a time falls out, tameos. So the tooth itself is mekabel tumah because it could be used to clean out a candle or to stretch out garments during the that the tailors use it to stretch out a garment. Now, if it's sheltzemer, if it is not a comb of flax, rather it's a comb of wool, so then it has different halachas. Shenitlu shinov achas mibein tayim. So let's say it had three teeth. If the middle tooth falls out, tahar, it can't be used. Nishtayr bo shalosh b'makom echad, but if there's three teeth left in one place, tameh, it's makabel tumah because it can still be used to comb wool. However, if one of the three teeth is the outer one, which was more thick, so then tahar, because the outer one, if one of the three that's left is the outer one, that doesn't count, because the outer one was thicker, and if it was one of the three that's left, so then it still can't be usable, it's too thick. It's as if you only have two. Nitlu shtayim, if two of the teeth fell out, vasa'on l'malakate, and then you fashioned those two teeth like as a tweezers, tameos, so that's makabel tumah. Achas, even if one tooth fell out, v'hiskina l'ner, and you're using it to clean the candle, oh, l'mituach, hiskina means you changed it. You shaved it down. You did something to it to make it usable to clean the candle, olamituach, or to stretch out the garment, temeya. Then it is makabel tumah. Now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions on this shortly. Now says the Gemara, v'kaimalan de'ein halacha ka'osa mishnah. So Rabbi Nachum the Shamus asked his Rabbi Avo. We all know we do not follow this mishnah. The halacha is not like this mishnah, even though it's a stam mishnah. So why don't we follow it? Omale, Rabbi Avo answered to his student, Bar mine dahi, don't ask me kashas from that stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish d'amri tarvayu, ain't a mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both already said that mishnah is not a legit mishnah. It's not legit. We'll see in a minute why it's not legit, but it's not a legit mishnah, and therefore you don't follow it even though it's a stam mishnah. Says the Gemara, my time, what's not legit about that mitzvah? Zach the Gemara, my time, because this Mishnah is a stira minai uvai. This Mishnah contradicts itself. It contradicts itself from the beginning of it to the end of it. What are the contradictions? Diktani, because in the ratio of the Mishnah it says sheltzemer shenit lushin of achas mi bein tai. It says if it's a comb of wool that one of the middle teeth fell out, it's no good. Tahar. Hanishtar Boshtaim, that implies that if you have two left, Bimakom Echad, meaning if the middle one wasn't the one that fell out, so you had two teeth next to each other, that would be okay. It says if you had three and the middle one fell out, it's no good. That implies if it's not the middle one that fell out, but one of the side two fell out, but you still have two together, it would be okay. V'hadar tani, and then afterwards it says, Nishtayr bo shalosh tameh. If you have three next to each other, it's makabel tumah. But shalosh in shtayim lo. If you only had two teeth next to each other, it's not makabel tumah. So there's a contradiction between the resha and the seifa. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Umay kushyo. Why is that difficult? Dilma, hab gav yasa, hab bar yasa. There were two rows of teeth on the wool comb. The inner one was just to hold the garment. The outer one was to do the actual combing. So maybe when it comes to the inner one, it's enough to have two. But the outer one, you really needed three in a row to do the combing. So that's why it's not a contradiction. Okay, so the Gemara says that's not the reason it was a bad Mishnah. Let me tell you other contradictions and reasons this was a bad Mishnah. Ella mehacha, says the Gemara, we can learn it from here. Diktani, v'chulan shenilu achas bifnei atzman, temeos.
What do we say? That if each individual tooth of the comb would fall out, the beginning of the Mishnah says, since you could use each tooth for a different purpose, so each tooth by itself is a kli. Afal gav, the lo iskina, even though you didn't do anything to the tooth to make it usable. But look at the end. At the end it says, if you did something to it, if you fixed it, hiskina, ema seifa, achas, v'hiskina lener, olam ituach, if you adjusted it, you shaved it down, you made it usable to clean out a candle or to stretch out a garment, so then, tamea, then it's mekabotoma, hiskina in, lo hiskina low, only if you did something to it, it's mekabotoma. But if you just left it the way it was, it's not mekabotoma. Amar Abaye, my kush, Abaye says, that's not a kasha either. It's not a kasha either. Dilma, ha bikasayu, ha below kasayu. Maybe in the case where it says you don't have to do anything to it, that's where it fell out, but it still had some of the handle attached to it. But if it falls out with none of the handle attached to it, then you got to make a little handle in order to be able to use it. And the Gemara gives another possible answer to this kasha. Amar Papa, my kushya. What's the kasha? Dilma, ha bikatinta, ha ba'alimta. One's talking about very, very small teeth. So if the tooth is very small, so then you can't really hold it. You can't really use it. You got to make a little handle to it. But if it's a big one, then you could hold it. So then you don't need to do anything to it. Says the Gemara. Ella mishum de mesayimi ba davkani divi Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says, no. There's nothing wrong with this Mishnah. This Mishnah is a perfectly nice, beautiful, wonderful Mishnah. There's no contradictions in the Mishnah. Why don't we follow this Mishnah? Because it's not Mishnah. Because the Medaktikim, the Davkane, the Medaktikim on the text of the Mishnah, those who are Medaktik of the text of the Mishnah, they had the Girsa Divri Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. It's not a Stam Mishnah. It says Divri Rabbi Shimon. It had a name in it. Now, so therefore, but the Chachamim argue, and therefore it's not a Stam Mishnah, and therefore he paskin, the Halach is not like it. Interestingly, gentlemen, in the Meiri writes, even though our Gemara concludes that it's not a Stam Mishnah, we don't follow this Halacha L'maisa, the Meiri says, we really do follow this Psak of the Mishnah Halacha L'maisa. Very interestingly, we do follow all the Halachas. It's all in Shulchan Aruch. Well, I shouldn't say it's all in Shulchan Aruch. It's all about it's Taras. But apparently, the Meiri says that we do Paskin like this Mishnah. All our Gemara means is, it's not a Stam Mishnah. So we don't follow it because it's a Stam Stam Mishnah. It's not a Stam Mishnah, but we do happen to follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion in this Mishnah. Let's continue. Shalach Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven. Oh, so now let's get back to the question of Havchana. Right? That's what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Do you have to wait 3 months after the previous marriage in order to get married? So, Shalach Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven sent Alacha Ma'arsin Tok Shlosha. A woman whose husband dies or her husband divorces her, she can get engaged right away, even within 3 months. V'chein osim maise. And he says, I've seen rabbis paskin this way. You can get engaged within 3 months because engagement is no relations. So there's no question if she gets pregnant, we're going to have no issues, just engaged. For marriage, for nisuin, you got to wait 3 months. But engaged, you can do right away. We're going to see at the end of the sugya today, this is not the way we paskin. We paskin that both for engaged and marriage, you have to wait 3 months from a previous wedding. V'chein osin maise. V'chein hai rabbi lozim olam din shum rabbi chanina gadol. That rubo shel rishon, rubo shel shlishi, v'emtsoi shelin. And similarly, they taught, you have to wait a majority of 1 month, the whole second month, and a majority of the third month. Now, there is a major dispute in the Rishonim how to understand this line. Is this talking about Erisin or Nisuin? That's a big machlokas or Rishonim, right? We just said for Erisin, it sounded like you could do it within 3 months. You could do it right away. So some say this is Nisuin. You don't even have to wait the full 3 months for Nisuin. You could do a majority of 1 month, the whole middle month, and a majority of the last month. But others say, no, this is referring to Erisin. And this opinion holds you can't get engaged right away. You got to wait. You don't have to wait the full 3 months. But you have to wait a little bit. Ameimar shara le'oris b'yom tishim. Ameimar permitted to get engaged on the 90th day. He said you don't have to wait 3 months, but he said you can get engaged on day number 90. The Rishonim talk about, what do you mean, all 3 months had 30 days? What about if the middle month was a chaser and the other months were a mali? But anyway, Amimar Sharli Eres Biyom Tishim. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amimar. V'harabu Shmuel Damri Tavai Yitzricha L'Habdin Shlosha Chadashim Chutz Miyom Shemes Bo V'Chutz Miyom Shemes Arsabo. You need a full 90 days, excluding the day of death and the day of an engagement. You need 90 days in the middle. So how'd you let him get engaged on day number 90? Amemar answered, Hahu le'inyan me nekes yidmar. No. Rav and Shmuel were talking about a woman who's gave birth and she's nursing. You got to wait the full 24 months before getting remarried. The Rav and Shmuel d'amar tavai, tzrich lamten esrim v'arba chodesh, chutz miyom shenoylad bo, v'chutz miyom shenis arsa bo. Ask the Gemara. V'hahu, the oved tzudas erisin biyom tishim. But there was a guy who made a Seudas Erisin, that's not the full wedding feast, but the feast of the Erisin. He made the feast of the Erisin. V'afsde Rabba l'sudase. Rabba made him throw the whole thing in the garbage. The guy prepared a whole feast for day number 90. By day none, they didn't have refrigerators, so by day number 91, the whole feast would have to go in the garbage. And Rabba made him throw the whole thing in the garbage because you didn't wait till day 91. You jumped the gun, you made the wedding on day number 90. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Sudas Nisuin Havi. No, it wasn't a Sudas Erisin, it was a Sudas Nisuin. And Nisuin, you got to wait the full 90 days. The Hilchasa, what's the halacha the Gemara concludes? A nursing mother, Sri Chalahamtin Esim Arba Chodesh, Chutz Miyam Shinol Bab, Chutz Miyam Shinasar Sabo, excluding the day of the birth of the baby and the day of the new marriage. And also, Utsri Chalahamtin, and any woman who's not nursing, whose husband died or he's divorced, here's the halacha l'maisa, every woman, u'tzricha l'hamdin shloisha chadashim, chutz miyom shemes bo, v'chutz miyom shenesar sabo. Whether for erisin or for nisuin, you have to wait 3 months from the death, excluding the day of the death or the divorce of the husband, the death of the husband or the divorce, and excluding the day of the new engagement. You need 3 months. Let's continue. Now, the Mishnah presented three opinions about this. Tanakama, who said you always have to wait. We said that was Rabbi Meir yesterday. Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda, who said you never have to wait for Erisin, except in Yehuda, where they used to have Yichud. And Rabbi Yossi, who said that by an almana, you have to wait 30 days, because she's an almana for the husband, you have to wait 30 days for Avelus. Oh. Now, there's a beautiful... So Rashi here explains what's the Yisod HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about whether there's Avelus here or not. The Shaila is, if you do Erisin without a Suda, is that considered to be a Simcha? Is the Simcha of Erisin only in the meal? Or is just having Erisin without a meal, that itself is a problem? So Rabbi Yossi says, if her husband dies, she's got 30 days of Avelus for the husband, you can't do Erisin even though there's no meal. Because just the Erisin itself is Simcha that violates the Avelus. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's no problem. You can get engaged right away as long as there's no meal, because it's the meal that would be a violation of the Avelus. But just the Suda by itself, just the Erisin by itself is not a violation. So Amar of Chista. Rabbi Yossi is a Pella. That he says an almana can't get married within 30 days of the death. Really? Almana can't get married within 30 days? He says, Amar of Chista, Kal v'chomer. We should make a Kal v'chomer from Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Wow, you know, the first night of Pesach is always the same night as Tisha B'Av, right? So, connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Here we go. Shavua Shechal Bo. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do laundry. Mutter le'aris, and yet you are allowed to get engaged during the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. Makom shemutter lechabes. So within Shloshim, that you're allowed to do laundry within Shloshim, eino din shemutter le'aris. So it should be mutter to get engaged during the Shloshim. How could Rabbi Yossi say it's asa to get engaged during Shloshim? You should make a kal v'chomer to teach me that it's mutter. My, he says, how do you know that on Shavua Shechabo you're allowed to do laundry, and you're not that Shavua Shechabo you're not allowed to do laundry, but yet you are allowed to get engaged? How do you know that? Disnan, It's a Mishnah Maseches Tainis. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Saicha. Aser L'Saper L'Chabes. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to take a haircut. And you're not allowed to do laundry. B'Chamishi Mutum Nekavet Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, so then you're on Thursday you are allowed to take a haircut and do laundry for the honor of the Shabbos, which you're not going to be able to do if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday. V'Tanya Koydem Azman Hazeh. What about from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av? Before that time, Ha'am Ematin Be'iskei Milisa Militein. They don't do business. Milivnos. You don't build the binyan shel simcha like a chasna house of a lin toa. You don't do an atia shel simcha like a king's play garden. Uma arsin. You're allowed to get engaged. Avalo kovsin. You're allowed to get engaged, but you're not allowed to do laundry. Ah, I'm sorry. Ma'arsin, you're allowed to get engaged. I have a little konsin, but you're allowed to do erisin. You're just not allowed to do nisuit. Ve'enos and sudas erisin. Even though you're allowed to get engaged, you're not allowed to make the meal of engagement. So here you see that that in Shavua Shechalbo, you're allowed to get engaged, even though you're not allowed to do laundry. Says the Gemara, Kitanyahi, this that you said you're allowed to get engaged, it doesn't mean during Shavua Shechalbo. Really, during Shavua Shechalbo, since you're not allowed to do laundry, you're also not allowed to get engaged. This means before Shavua Shechalbo. Kitanyahi, kodem to kodem. Before. It's before. I'm sorry. I read this wrong. One second. No. So what's kodem? Hold on a second. Yeah. Kodem Tisha B'Av. Right. First the Gemara thought it meant kodem Tisha B'Av meant Shavua Shechalbo. And now the Gemara says no. Kodem to kodem means from Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavua Shechalbo, that's when it's usher. That's when it's mutter to do laundry, and it's mutter to get engaged. But Shavua Shechalbo itself, it's usher to do laundry and usher to get engaged. So we have no kasha. Amar Rava, v'kodem to kodem. It's talking about from Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavua Shechalbo. Nami kal v'chomer. It's still a kal v'chomer. From Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavua Shechalbo, you're not allowed to do business. And it's mutter to get engaged. Malkam she mutter li sevelitain. So within Shloshim, it's mutter to do business. So in adin she mutter li aris, so it should be mutter to get engaged. And so the Gemara lo tamed Rabbi Yosi Omer kol hanashim yis arsu el ema kol hanashim yinasu. No, so. When our Mishnah says, or Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to get engaged, except for an almana. No, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, you are allowed to get engaged within Shloshim. Ele'ema kol nashim yinasu. Rabbi Yossi was saying you can't get fully married within Shloshim. But you're right, ein echanami, because of this kal v'chomer, to get engaged, Rabbi Yossi would agree you are allowed to get engaged during the Shloshim. Ask the Gemara. V'lesle l'Rabbi Yossi l'havchin. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to mamish get married right after Shloshim? You're allowed to have nisuin right after Shloshim? What about the fact that we're worried about the mom getting pregnant and not knowing who the dad is? Ask the Gemara. Lesle, yeah, he's not worried about that. Viba, you say, another answer is Lola Mitzli. No, he is worried about that. Ema, and Ve'ema, you should read the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, call Arusos Gerushos Yinasu. They don't have to wait 3 months. If she was an Arusa with the first husband, and she was a Grusha, she had already been divorced. Call Arusos Gerushos Yinasu. So an Arusa, who is Grusha, so there's no Avelos. Kol Arusos Gerushos, That's what he means. Yinasu. They don't have to wait 3 months. But if she was nesua, then he holds, you have to worry about it. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Haina Rabbi Yehuda. If that's true, then that's the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, it's not the same. Ikebenayu nesua le'ares. The machlokus is, if she was fully married to the first husband, and now she wants to get engaged. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nisua Mutaris Le'aris. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if she was fully married, she's allowed to get engaged right away. Because we're not worried. We're not worried that if we allow her to get engaged, maybe she'll come to get fully married also. Rabbi Yossi Savar Nisua Asura Le'aris. Rabbi Yossi says if she was fully married the first time, it's also for her to get engaged because we're afraid maybe if we let her get engaged, maybe she'll come to get fully married. Maybe she's pregnant, and that's going to be a problem. Ask the Gemara, Sav Rabbi Yossi Nesua Asura Le'aris. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that if she was fully married in the first husband, she's not even allowed to get engaged to the second one? V'atayim, under the bride, it's not true. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Anashim Yisarsu. Anyone can get engaged, Chutz Min Ha'amana, except Mipnei Ha'ivo, because of the Avelos, because of the Simcha. The Kama Yibul Shalom, how much is the Avel Shloshim Yom? V'chulon, all these fully married women, even divorced, lo yinasu achi yilem shloshim chadashim. But nisuin, you got to wait 3 months. So you see that Rabbi Yossi held that it's okay that a divorced woman, as long as the first one was a divorced woman, even a nisua, is allowed to have erusin. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my kushya." No, that's not a question at all. Where are you asking from? The ratio, the sefer, ilema, diktani Rabbi Yossi Omer kol hanashim yisarsu. This they said in the ratio, all women are allowed to get engaged. Mi alima mi mastisin. Do kimna ba'arusas grushas yinasu. It's the same language as our Mishnah, which we said means we're talking about arusos grushos. That she was only Arusa and she was divorced. So she's allowed to even get fully married. We reinterpreted the Mishnah, so you can reinterpret the Brisa in the same way. Hachanami, kol Arusas Grushas Ninasu. That's what the Brisa means. It means an Arusas Grusha can get married. Elami Seifa, what are you going to ask me, Kasha, from the end of the Brisa? That he was Matir Anasua to get engaged. Diktani. V'chulon lo yinasu achi lem shlosha chadashim in suchehu delo. They're only nisuin in suvehu delo. Only nisuin they're not allowed to do. Ha isru se shaper dami. But to get engaged would be okay. So there's no contradiction. So this Rabbi Yossi asked in the sefer that was only for nisuin he asked, but erusin he would be okay with. So he was matir. So Amar Rava, says, you're right. Certainly the Seifa is talking about a Nisuin. But this that we're proving from the Seifa that Rabbi Yossi is Matir for a Nisua to even get engaged, Teretz ve'emahachi, explain the Brice like this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kal Arusos Grushos Yinasu. Anyone who only had Erusin with the first husband and then he divorced her, is allowed to get fully married. She's allowed to get fully married because she only had Erusin in the first marriage. We don't go there on an Arusa that she can't have Nisuin because we're afraid maybe we'll come to allow a Nisua to have Nisuin. So Rabbi Yossi holds, Rava understands Rabbi Yossi to mean, all people who were engaged to the first husband and they were divorced, as long as you were engaged to the first husband, then you're even allowed to have nisuin. Chutz, that's what he was saying in the Seifa. Chutz min ha'aman, except for an amana mipnei ha'ibol, because she's in avelus. So she can't have nisuin because there's simcha. V'kami ibol shalosh shloshim yom. And how much is her avelus? 30 days. Unisuos lo yisarsu. But if she had nisuin from the first husband, then she's not even allowed to get engaged. That's Rabbi Yossi. So if she was engaged from the first husband, then she's even allowed to get fully married, except for an almana. But if she was But if she was kol arusos, if she was an arusa from the first one, then she's allowed to get fully married, except for an almana, mipnei ha'ibul, because they're simcha. V'kabeling mishalosh loshim yom unisuos. But if she had nisuin from the first husband, lo yisarsu, then she's not even allowed to get engaged, because he's worried if you let the girl get engaged, she may come to get married also. Ad she'elen shlosha chadashim. Ask the Gemara. V'almana min ha'erusin mi yisle'i ibul. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. How could you say pshat like that? Someone who was only engaged, there's a din of avelus on the husband if they just had kiddushin and not nisuin, and the husband dies, they weren't even fully married. You have to observe avelus for a husband that you weren't even fully married to. Says V'almana, say mi yisle'i ibul. Is there avelus at all? V'atani Rabbi Chiya Barami, ishto arusa, if your wife is only an arusa to you, low owning, there's no aninus, so you don't have to, you could eat kachim. V'lo mitamela, you don't have to be mitamed her. If the husband's a kohen, he's not even allowed to be mitamed her. V'chein hi, lo onenus v'lo mitamela. There's no mitzvah for her to go to the levaya either. They're only engaged. Mesa, eino yarsha. Mesu, go v'ksubasa. If he dies, so she does collect the ksuba. Says the Gemara, you're right. All the answers we've given up until this point don't make any sense. We rejected all of them. Ela tanoihi. So the Gemara backs out of its original answer. And we go back to the original girsa, that the girsa of the Mishnah, that all kol hanashim yisarsu, the Rabbi Yossi said, all married women are allowed to get engaged right away. Like we said at the beginning, the Rabbi Yossi is coming to teach me that any married woman, whether she was fully married, nisuin or erusin, she's allowed to get engaged afterwards, except for an avel, except for if it was nisua, so there was avelus, because there's simcha and erusin. What about the kal v'chomer from the brisa? The kal v'chomer. So that brisa is a machlokas. There's different opinions. So the kal v'chomer was true from Tisha B'Av. The kal v'chomer from Shavuot Shechabo or from Rosh Chodesh Av, it was a good kal v'chomer. But there's those who argue on that. Desanya, we learned in the brisa, mi Rosh Chodesh v'ad atainis, from Rosh Chodesh Av all the way until Tisha B'Av, ha'am mimatim iskei milisa v'litim, they don't do business. Mi livnos ben yishal simcha v'limton atiyah shal simcha u'mili areis u'milisa, and they don't, so you don't do business, and you don't get engaged, you don't get fully married. Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av besocha, but the week of Tisha B'Av, aser l'saper l'chabes. So according to this brisa, to do laundry was mutter until Shavuot Shechalbo. It was only Shavuot Shechalbo that you can't do laundry. V'yesh omrim kol achodesh aser. Some say that the laundry is even aser from Rosh Chodesh Av. So there's two opinions. One opinion says the laundry was only aser Shavuot Shechalbo, but the other opinion says it was aser from earlier. So Rabbi Yossi, he held like the first opinion, that erusin is permitted during from Rosh Chodesh Av, and during that time it was actually permitted to do laundry. So you don't have this kal v'chomer that where laundry is aser, so marriage is mutter. So kal v'chomer, if laundry is mutter, marriage should be mutter. That kal v'chomer only makes sense. That kal v'chomer only makes sense according to the Yesh Omrim. Because according to the Yesh Omrim, you're not allowed to do laundry from Rosh Chodesh Av, and yet you're allowed to get engaged then. But Rav Yossi held like the first opinion. Ask the Gemara, Maskif la Rav Ashi, Mimai de le'ares mamish. How do you know that erusin means real erusin? Dilma le'mebet sudas erusin with asa. How do you know when we say erusin means even only without the sudas, okay? Maybe it really means that the brisa, maybe only a sudas erusin is aser, hale aris shaper dami, but to get engaged without the meal would be okay. Says the Gemara, ihachi milisa linase nami lemebet sudas isun hud aser halisa shaper dami. Then you're going to tell me that the same thing by nisuin, that nisuin only with the meal is aser, but just to get a full marriage without them would be mutter, and that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara Hachi Ashta, it's a faulty comparison. Bishlam nisum lo sudika simcha. No, full nisum without food, that's real simcha. Ela erisim lo sudika simcha. But to get, just to have erisim without food, maybe that's not a simcha, and therefore maybe it's mutter. Ela amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi disagrees with Rav Chista. And Rav Ashi gives the final answer here. Oh, and this is a very, very famous line in the Gemara. And this is a very, very important line. Very important line. Elam Rav Ashi, Shaini Avelus Chadasha Me Avelus Yishana. Wow. Wow. You know what what was the original kasher of Chista had? Right? We can prove from the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, there you're not allowed to do laundry and yet you're allowed to get engaged. So by Shloshim, where you're allowed to do laundry, Kavachom, you should get engaged. That's the kasha that had us going for the whole last Amud of Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's not a good Kavachomer. Because you can't compare Avelos on the Beis HaMikdash with Avelos for a person's husband or wife. You can't compare. That's called Avelos Yishana, and this is called Avelos Chadash. Now, Rav Salvechik built a whole massive structure out of this. There's one line in Shas. This is the only place in Shas, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, where the Gemara contrasts the Avelos of Tisha B'Av, which is Avelos Yishana. It's an old Avelos, Avelos of the Beis HaMikdash for thousands of years ago, as opposed to Avelos Chadasha, which is Avelos Mamish, that you have for a parent or for a husband or a wife. So the Gemara says, you can't compare. Yeah, you're right. The Gemara says, you're right. Really, when it comes to Shavua Shechalbo, maybe laundry is usser, but getting married is mutter. You know why? Because it's not such a severe avelos. It's avelos on the Beis HaMikdash. It's avelos, but it's not as severe an avelos as the avelos for a husband. So there's a difference. Come in, you can come in. There's a difference between the avelos of the. Of Avelos Yishana, so Ilam Ravashi, Shiny Avelos Chadash, Me Avelos Yishana. Shiny Avelos the Rabbim, Me Avelos the Yochid. And we'll finish right there. So, anyway, this is a huge, important line in Yevamos, the source in Yevamos of the difference in Avelos for Beis HaMikdash as opposed to Avelos Chadasha. Right? Rav Salvechik explained that that's why, when it comes to the Avelos of the Beis HaMikdash, we start with 3 weeks, then we get more intense of Yom Kippur, of Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days, then we have Shavuot Shechalbo, because we're building up to the Avelos, because Avelos Yishana is very hard to experience. It's hard to experience Avelos in the basement, so we got to build up to it. But when it comes to Avelos for a parent or for a sibling, then you build down to it. You go the other way. It starts, and the most intense is Aninus. Then you have Shiva, then you have Shloshim, then you have Yud Beis Chodesh, so it gets easier. Heather, I'm done. It's okay, I'm done. So it gets lower and lower and lower each time. Okay, Rabbi Say, thanks for joining. Tomorrow morning is going to be the same time, 7:15. Thank you very much for joining. I apologize about the time, but it looks like everyone was able to make it. Everyone should have a wonderful day.